Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 27:27. Going back to the fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I've told you already that quick doesn't mean fast, it means alive. So we're dealing with the powerful aspect of the word of God. And I said to you that the word of God is so different. It stands on its own. It cannot be compared with any other book in this world, because every other book comes through sense knowledge. Sense knowledge. That is what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you taste, what you smell. Experimentation in the laboratories and all that. Very important. I'm not saying they are useless. They are very good. We need them. But the word of God is a revelation of God. God needed to give a revelation of himself to the man. Why? Because man was now spiritually dead. So I'm explaining that. Why is it that God created man in such a way that it would be impossible for man to know God without... impossible a man to know God without a revelation? Why didn't God just let us know him through our central nervous system, our seeing, our hearing? And I said, man was not created that way. Man is a spirit. His home, his building, the building he lives in, is his body. So he was the when he sinned, the when man fell in the garden, when man fell and was separated and alienated from God, then the spirit, which was supposed to have ascendancy over his soul and his body, now fell. And the body now ruled. The senses now ruled. And so man was trying to contact God through his physical central nervous system, his physical senses. That was what man was using. So now, how is God going to respond to the man? Should God say, okay, man, I did everything for you. You are the one who disobeyed. So you creep and look for me. Well, whatever you do to look for me, do that. No, God didn't do that. Why? Because John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He loved us so much. Loved the stinking world so much. Loved the human beings, all of us, so much. He could not keep to himself. He had to reveal himself to man. When he came to the garden, he began to call out, Adam, Adam, where are you? It was not man was saying, God, 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 where are you? Where are you? Why are you doing this to me? It was not man was saying that. It was God who came in and was saying, Adam, Adam, where are you? So God is the one who is looking for the man, searching for the man, reaching out to the man. So the way he could reach out to us was to come to our level. Where, how? Through our central nervous system. What we can see, what we can hear, what we can feel, what we can taste, what we can smell. So that is the way God did it. He had to come down to our level. So when you read 1 Corinthians 2:12-13, he tells us, now we have received not the spirit which is of the world, but what have we received? But the spirit is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the spirit teacheth. Now listen to what I'm looking for. Combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Combining spiritual things with spiritual words. So this shows us that in words which man can see with a sense of sight and hear with a sense of hearing. How was God going to come show himself or reveal himself to the man? God was going to use words, W-O-R-D-S, words which man is able to see because he has a sense of sight, and able to hear because he has a sense of hearing. So with that Now God reveals his plans and purposes for the man through seeing. Seeing what is written in the Bible. Hearing, like how you're hearing me talk about the Bible. Yes, that was the way God planned. Or this is the way God said, I'm going to reveal myself to men. Oh, praise be to God. God is so good. He's so loving. He's so wonderful. So please keep listening to me. You have over 4,000 minutes in a day. And you're just using 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. So listen to me. So keep listening. Come back again tomorrow and listen to the next episode. You're blessed. Bless. Bye.